Dr. Rellis, congratulations for your Templeton Prize 2004. Perhaps you can tell us something about this prize, because our listeners will not all know what it is, the Templeton Prize, and what it is given for. Please tell us something about it.
Well, Sir John Templeton started this prize about 30 years ago as a way of encouraging what he called spiritual development. And his point was that there's been a huge amount of scientific development in our understanding the past 300 years, but much less spiritual development, and he's asked why one can't get spiritual development. He put in this prize to help that. At first it went to religious figures like Mother Teresa and Billy Graham, but in the past 7 or 8 years it's gone particularly to people in the area of science and religion, like Ian Barber and John Polkinghorne and Arthur Peacock, who are the three people who are recognized as being father figures in science and religion area.
Is the prize directed to a certain publication or to the whole work of
To a whole body of work, not a particular publication.
Okay. Can you perhaps a little bit describe your work?
My work? The work that's relevant to this started about 18 years ago when I became a member of the group of people from the Vatican Observatory in the Center for Theology and Natural Sciences, who did this 10-year dialogue on the nature of God's action in the world, and that's been published as a series of 5 books. There's a 6th book going to come out. And so I got involved in a serious dialogue. These were very serious discussions in that each time a series of papers would be written beforehand, they would be circulated to everybody, people would write responses, a second paper would come, a second set of responses, and by the time one met, there had already been, everything had been read and revised twice already. So then there were discussions at Castel Gandolfo or other places, and then a final version would come out of that. So it was a very deep process of dialogue.
I think also George Coyne will be involved in these.
George Coyne, Bill Sterger, Bob Russell, Nancy Murphy.
Concerning the objects of your research, I think you have a multidimensional access to the reality. You start with a very small dimensions, quantum physics, for example. You are dealing with middle range dimensions.
I haven't really done much in quantum physics. My professional area is cosmology, which and use of relativity theory and cosmology.